They said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage. And it'll be a minimum of 2.5 to 3 months before she will be able to stand with a walker. Again, I opened this magnificent book that we take to church with us. And I opened it to John 16, 23 and 24. I said, Father, Jesus made me a promise right there. He said, before now, before this day, you have asked me nothing. But from this day forth, you can ask the Father in my name anything, and he'll do it for you. So therefore, ask anything in my name, and I will do it for you, so your joy will be full. I said, Lord, with promises like that in your word, in John 16, 23 and 24, I said, I'm going to ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to raise up Kelly Ringstaff. I'm going to ask you to do such a mighty miracle of healing on that little girl that everybody in this hospital will know that you showed up. I turned to all the doctors and nurses and everybody. I said, I guarantee you on the word of the living God, you're going to see my God do the greatest miracle in this little girl you've ever seen, because he made me the promises in his word, and I believe those promises with no doubt in my heart. They looked at me like a crazy guy in denial. In 1 week, Kelly Ringstaff was out of ICU. 1 more week, she's out of the hospital walking with a walker, and 3 days later, she's thrown the walker away and she's back in school running and playing. Now, who could have possibly have done that? Nobody but our Jesus. Nobody but our Jesus could have done that. The enemy had deceived me far too long. Now I'm beginning to understand God's word means exactly what it says. If he says, don't sin, that's what he meant. Don't sin. If he says, walk holy before me, that's what he meant. He said, if you'll walk holy before me, then come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. That's what he meant. So I had now stepped into this realm and I saw little Kelly raised up and out of the hospital and back in school in 2.5 weeks. That made such a tremendous impact on her mother. I would used to be at home, and as I would be coming in the afternoon, I'd be so pumped up, I guess you'd say, the wonderful things that Jesus did. I got to see him do so many things in the workplace. I mean, I've had so many wonderful experiences with God, and I've prayed for so many people in the workplace, and I've seen him do awesome miracles of healing and restoration into the thousands now. It's just so wonderful to see the King do these mighty things. So I'd come in, and Dawn would be there with my wife picking up her daughter or something, and I'd be telling my wife, I'd say, honey, I got to tell you what Jesus did today. And when I would tell some of these stories, Dawn, she was a typical Christian. She'd just roll her eyes and say, oh, another one of those wild stories of Thurman's. No, those are not wild stories. These stories I tell you are all true. They're all documented. These are real things that Jesus does. He's the King of the universe. I had no understanding of that for years. But I'm now beginning to understand who I serve. Not who I serve, but who we serve. We serve the King of the universe. And we have come far short because we didn't believe these mighty promises. We said, Lord, if it be your will. He said, if it be my will, don't move my hand. He said, I am not a, if it be thy will, God. I am a faith God. He said, you come to me with my promises and tell me what you want. And if you're walking in obedience to my word, I'll do it for you. But you must believe me with no doubt in your heart. So, little Kelly, she's out of the hospital. She's running and playing, back in school. 3 months later, I go over to a birthday party. And she's there, of course. And I'm asking her how she's doing. She said, oh, Mr. Thurman. She said, I'm doing great. But she said, I hate these big old scars. I said, what scars? She pulled her bangs up where I could see. I said, wow, you do have 2 big scars on your forehead. She said, I hate those. That's where her head had been tore all open. I said, Jesus don't want those scars on your forehead either, honey. But he cannot take them off until a man of faith prays a prayer of faith. And then and only then can he do it. He has limited himself on this earth to his word. And he said, if we don't ask, he cannot do it. We must ask in faith. And I said, John 14, 13 and 14, Jesus gave me a double whammy back to back. He said, ask the Father in my name anything you want and I'll do it for you. So therefore, ask anything you want and I will do it for you. So I said, John 14, 13 and 14, on behalf of those 2 verses, Father, I ask you to remove the scars on Kelly Ringstaff's head. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. 30 days later, those scars are completely gone on Kelly Ringstaff's forehead. We serve an awesome Jesus, folks. We serve an awesome Jesus. So we go back to the story of my granddaughter. She's laying there in ICU at Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth. And The second Monday morning, we go in on Saturday, the second Monday morning, Dr. Marks, which is head of neurology at Cook's Medical Center, called a meeting with us and said, I do not know how this little girl has lived a week. But he said, this week, we're going to pull the tubes out of her. And when we pull the tubes out of her, said, we got the tubes in her that are causing her to breathe and everything. And said, when we pull the tubes out of her, she will die. And you do not want to resuscitate her. I said, sir, she's not going to die. He said, sir, I just done the second MRI on this little girl. And there's nothing attached to her brain. Nothing. I said, how about her eyes? He said, they're disconnected too. I said, is there anything wrong with her eyes? He said, no, there's nothing wrong with her eyes, but the little cords that go from the eyes to the brain are disconnected. So he said, there's nothing to tell her to see, nothing to tell her to cough, nothing to tell her to move or to breathe or nothing. So he said, when we pull the breathing machine, he said, she will die. I said, oh, no, she won't. I said, the Word of God says something different, Dr. Marks. I said, are you a Christian? He said, no, I'm a Jew. I said, well, good. I said, my Jesus was a Jew. And I said, you're going to get to see the best Jewish physician do the best work you have ever seen, I guarantee it. How many of you know we have the best physician in the universe, and his name is Jesus? He's awesome. But we have to believe him. And that's where I had not been doing for the first part of my life. I didn't know the promises of God. And so we went out of that room that day on a Monday morning. And the next Thursday morning, Dr. Davis, she's a precious Christian lady. She walked into Caitlin's room that morning and she said, Mr. Scrivener, you are the only living human being I have ever met in my life that absolutely refuses to accept reality. I said, ma'am, you think my little granddaughter laying there is reality, don't you? She said, well, of course. I said, ma'am, you have trained yourself with your five physical senses. But I've trained myself with the faith realm, the Word of God. And I said, it goes a step beyond into the supernatural, and it brings God on the scene. I said, I'm going to guarantee you, ma'am, on the Word of the living God of John 15:7, when you and all these other doctors pull the tubes out of my grandbaby, she's not only going to breathe on her own, but she's going to breathe over that machine on her own, and she's going to cough.